This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along today. From the New York Times best-selling author Marty McCary comes an eye-opening, timely, urgent critique of America's broken healthcare system and the change agents working to fix it. Dr. Marty McCary is our guest today on the WPGM Community Forum, talking about his new book, The Price We Pay. A few years ago, we had Dr. McCary on the program talking about his book, Unaccountable, and he's talking about healthcare and transparency again and the costs of healthcare, The Price We Pay, his new book coming out this coming week. Dr. McCary, who grew up in Danville, is a surgical oncologist specializing in minimally invasive surgery. He teaches health policy and management at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He's also director of the Center for Opioid Research and Education and founder of SolveTheCrisis.org. And that's a website that shares expert opioid prescribing recommendations for common medical procedures for clinicians and patients. Dr. McCary is with us on the program today, and we appreciate him joining us to talk about his new book, The Price We Pay. It's described as a broken system. Has it always been broken? Do we need to go back to something we once had, or is this a totally new picture in the 21st century?
Well, Matt, no one ever intended things to get this bad. You know, when American hospitals were built, most of them were built by churches. They were there for their communities, funded by philanthropy. Many of them operated in the red for several years, and they were sort of sustained by donations. They were built with a charter dedicating them to be a safe haven or a refuge for the sick and injured, regardless, according to their charter, of one's race or creed or ability to pay. But today, the modern day business game of price gouging, predatory billing, inflated drug prices, the work of middlemen, I'm seriously concerned as a surgeon that these modern day money games are threatening the great public trust in the medical profession. And I think good things are happening to disrupt healthcare, but we need good healthcare literacy because nobody ever intended things to get this bad.
And people tend to want to think of that as these evil people trying to take my money, but it's almost like it becomes ingrained in the system. That's how it's done. And there's no really one person or institution you can pinpoint, correct?
Yeah. I mean, doing the research for this book, The Price We Pay, I became convinced that we don't have diabolical people in healthcare. Look, we all went into medicine or healthcare at every level to help people. I mean, we went into it out of a sense of compassion. Doctors, nurses, hospital administrators, even insurance leaders. But what happens is we've got good people working in a bad system, and we need to stop and just say, hey, well, how did it get this bad? And why are we doing this when we don't have to do it this way? So there's no one personality. It's not like all hospitals are like this and all insurance companies are like that. We've got good people. We've got people that succumb to the perverse incentives. And we've got really a system we need to just say, hey, how can we redesign it?
It seems like, I mean, in my mind, I feel like this is something I'm not hearing addressed maybe as much as it should be. I mean, are there others on board this that are kind of working with you to try to address this problem, try to spread the word about it that something needs to be done?
Well, I would say in my space, which is academics, that is health policy professors and healthcare leaders within the medical profession, there's a growing movement, and it's bipartisan, and it's saying, hey, can we have more honest pricing? Can we have more fair and compassionate practices by hospitals? Have we strayed from our mission? A bunch of us have been able to talk to policymakers in Washington, D.C. We've been able to get some good stuff done. The President of the United States signed an executive order advancing price transparency just several weeks ago. So good stuff is happening. To be honest, it's not a partisan issue in any sense. Transparency, fairness, and honesty in medicine is not a partisan issue. What we're up against are the massive special interests in Washington, D.C. So good stuff is happening, Matt, and it's a privilege to be a part of it.
And when you were writing Unaccountable several years ago, was this kind of on your radar as this is where I'm going next to address this overall topic?
Yeah, absolutely. Quality transparency was the message of Unaccountable. And today the message was price transparency in the book, The Price We Pay. I felt like things were headed on this course where healthcare is totally unsustainable. Look, if you make $100,000 a year, probably $20,000 of your money is going to healthcare. I mean, that's kind of crazy, and it's out of control. Look, nobody thinks that when you go to buy an airline ticket that you should be simply billed afterwards and not shown a price on a website. And yet that's what we have in healthcare. If the airline said, we can't give you a price, we don't know if there's going to be a delay, we don't know if you're going to consume a beverage, we simply can't give you a price, we'd say that's ridiculous. And the inefficiencies of a non-transparent market are really the waste that's driving up the cost. So that's one big piece of why healthcare costs so much. And the other, of course, is our crisis of appropriateness. Too many medications, too many procedures, tests. There's also the problem of undertreatment, but by far overtreatment dominates our cost crisis today. And the opioid epidemic is essentially just one manifestation of that. Those are the issues I get into in the book, The Price We Pay. Can we treat diabetes with cooking classes? Can we treat back pain with ibuprofen and ice instead of surgery and opioids? And, you know, can we offer more lifestyle-based interventions?
How far back was this? Were you working on this? Or just kind of, does it kind of come together on paper once you've gathered all the research, but it come together quickly?
Well, I am such an extrovert, and it's hard for me to sit down and write. I mean, I remember my days at Danville High School. I loved being out there. I loved being involved in student government. I mean, I'm an extrovert. And to sit down and write for me is hard. I don't even consider myself a writer. I consider myself a storyteller. And I think sometimes these complex subjects are best told through a series of stories. I mean, look at the movie The Big Short, if you've read that book or seen that film. It takes the complicated banking sector and explains it through a bunch of simple, easy to understand stories. So in trying to create healthcare literacy with the book, The Price We Pay, I thought, let me use a series of stories that are relatable, where somebody can finish the book and feel like, ah, now I finally understand the business of medicine and how every part works, even if you have nothing to do with healthcare or if you work in the business. So that's a little background on my writing.
And I think that that says a lot right there, the way you're writing, because I would have thought a book about medical topics, I'm out. I'll never figure this out. But your writing is told to a normal person. I think I'm normal, but a normal person like me who is looking for information. But like you said, it's done in a way anyone can understand.
Well, I think we need healthcare literacy today. I mean, every single human being, you know, when you go to school, you're not taught some of the basic skills you need in life. We don't teach financial literacy in high school. We don't teach healthcare literacy. And this is one of those big things.
And this is coming out when? September?
September 9th. The Price We Pay should be available wherever books are sold.
Thanks for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum. We want to thank Dr. Marty McCary for joining us today to talk about his new book, The Price We Pay. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.